Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, saints of God. We are so grateful to be here in the service once again. God is so good and his mercies endure forever and ever. It is in him we live, move, and have our being, and we're just thanking God that he's allowed us to be here for such a time as this. Today is Wednesday, the 6th day of October 2021, and we know that God is so good, and we look to him who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Because of him, we are able to come together and sing praises into his name. We are able to pray together and see him do great and wonderful things in the lives of his people and also the lives of our family members and people around the world. So we keep our prayers going. I appreciate everyone who comes and prays with us on a continuous basis. It's just a beautiful thing to come together and do God's work and do his will. So let us pray this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God, my God. Lord, how awesome is your name in all the earth. You are so wonderful, God. You're the God of the universe. You're the all-coming King. The King of all glory has come in, the King strong and mighty. My God, my God. You're perfect, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're from everlasting to everlasting. My God, my God. We thank you today that you are sovereign. You have no respect of person. What you have done for one, you can and will do it for another. So we thank you, Lord, today because you are trustworthy, you are proven, and your answers are yea and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. We thank you that you will never leave us nor forsake us. You are perfect, Lord, and we know, God, today that we continue to keep our eyes on you, Lord, and not on our circumstances, oh, Father, and you're doing great and marvelous things. It's wonderful today, oh, God, to be able to pray and to seek your face, oh, God, and to know that you're always there for us, oh, God, and we thank you for Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross. He gave his life so that we could have life and life more abundantly. So we thank you for the abundant life through Jesus Christ. We thank you for the stripes that he bore as he went up the hill, Golgotha, so that we could be healed. So we are grateful for the healing that is taking place today, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name. My God, my God, we thank you for Jesus sending the gift of the Holy Ghost. I say, Holy Ghost, have your way in this place. We know it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. So spirit of the living God, continue to fall fresh upon us each and every day. My God, we thank you that the Holy Spirit leads us and guides us and teaches us what we need to know, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Holy Ghost prompts us when we need prompting, oh God. The Holy Spirit is there for us to know more about you, Lord Jesus. So we thank you, God, today for the Holy Spirit. Oh, my God, we thank you that you are a forgiving God. And each and every day we realize we must die daily to sin because there is a war going on between the flesh and the spirit. So I say, create in us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of our mouths, the meditation of our hearts, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. We know that our Redeemer lives and he reigns forevermore. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. My God, my God. We thank you, Lord, today that we are forgiven. And we know, Father, we have to come, Lord, and ask you to forgive us for any unrighteousness, any wrongdoing, any thoughts that came into our minds that were not pure. We ask you, Father, today to help us to get rid of any sin in our lives, oh God, sins of omission, commission, oh God, in the name of Jesus, whatever it may be that is out of order in our lives, I pray that you reveal it to us, oh God, and Lord, help us all to have forgiveness in our hearts, oh God, that we would not hold grudges against anybody, oh God, because we don't want our prayers to be hindered, Lord. My God, we just thank you, Lord, today that we share the love of Jesus Christ. Wherever we go, oh God, we love one another, oh God, because it's important that we love people, oh God, because that's what you did for us. You sent your only begotten son. You loved us so much. You sent Jesus Christ to this earth. He gave his life for us. So we thank you for that kind of love. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We say hallelujah to your name, God. My God, I pray for Sister Juanita, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to help her in everything that she's going through right now, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we decree and declare healing in her body, Lord. Give her mind to be at peace, Lord. Help her to have peace in her mind today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, God. We thank you for the healing that has taken place and still taking place in my nephew's body, oh God, Cordaris, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, God. We glorify your name, Father. We pray, Father, for those who are sick in the hospital right now. In the name of Jesus, my Lord, I decree and declare that by the stripes of Jesus, they are healed. In Jesus' name, oh God, we call on you and you answer, God, and you show us great and mighty things, oh God, as you heal the sick, oh God. Jesus was here. He raised the dead, and it can still happen in this day and age, oh God. So we decree and declare healing. High blood pressure, Lord Jesus, there are those who have migraine headaches, oh God. There are those who have colds and flus, oh God, and the COVID-19, whatever variant it might be, oh God. We pray, Father, today that you heal today and destroy the works of the devil, the things, oh God, that the enemy has brought trying to harm our bodies, oh God. We pray and thank you, Lord, today for the healing. Thank you, Lord, for healing our sister Marie's knees, oh God, and they're getting better all the time, Lord. We thank you for healing our sister Lois's wrist, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Apostle Horsley, oh God, the pains that he's been feeling in his body, Lord, we decree and declare that they completely are removed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you. We glorify your name, God, because you are so perfect, Lord, and you're doing great work, oh God. Even babies, oh God, who need to be healed today, babies have been born prematurely, oh God. You can help to develop their bodies, oh God, even outside the womb, oh God. So we thank you, Father, today that you even heal the mothers, oh God, from having this postmortem depression, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, we just bind up the spirit of depression right now in these mothers, oh God, and help the mothers' bodies be healed, oh God, as they have the babies, Lord, and many of them have been truly stressed, oh God. So we pray for that, and we pray for Brittany, oh God, as she is carrying a child in her belly, Lord. We pray that the baby will come out healthy and strong, God, that she will be faithful to you, God, and seek your face, God, and get to know you in a personal way, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, we pray, God, today for healing in Peggy's mind, oh God, healing in her body, God. In the name of Jesus, my Father, my King, we know, Father, today that you are the healer, oh God. You said, I am the Lord that healeth thee, oh God. In the name of Jesus, somebody has heart trouble this morning, oh God, kidney failure, Father, kidney disease, oh God. Somebody may have some gallstones, oh God, that need to be passed, oh God. And we know, God, today that you can shrivel it up, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your holy and your righteous name, oh God. We pray and thank you, Lord, today for healing Shanitra's body, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, we thank you, Lord, today for that healing. In the name of Jesus, Lord, anybody else, oh God, who has some kind of sickness and disease, oh God, no matter what it is, oh God, we know that you made these bodies, oh God, and you can heal these bodies, Lord. So, Lord, we praise you and thank you, Lord, today for healing around the world, oh God, little children, oh God, who are sick right now, cannot even get up to go to school, Lord. We pray for them this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God. We glorify your name, Lord. There are those, oh God, who have skin disease today, oh God, eczema, oh God, and other kinds of cancers on their skin, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my Lord, oh Lord, we thank you for that healing this morning, in the name of Jesus, my God, there are those who need to be healed in their minds, mental conditions, oh God, that need to be healed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my Father, Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, schizophrenia, bipolar conditions, oh, God, Alzheimer's, oh, God, Parkinson's, oh, God, Parkinson's disease, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we decree and declare depression is being removed right now. In the name of Jesus, that the joy of the Lord shall be the strength of your people, oh, God. Oh, my Father, my King, we thank you, Lord, today for the healing in the minds and in the thoughts, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, even suicidal thoughts are being destroyed right now. In the name of Jesus, we come against that demon of death, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that your people shall live and not die. They shall declare the works of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, God. Lord, those, oh God, who are so low in their spirit, oh God, they don't know what to do, God. We ask you, Lord, that they will seek your face, oh God, that they will even see you in the spirit realm, oh God, the angels, oh God. Oh, my God, that the angels will come calling on them, oh God, and do some work for them in the spirit realm, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God, we just pray, God, today for just complete healing, oh God, let the fire of the Holy Ghost, oh God, continue to burn out there, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God, oh Lord, we pray that you teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight, oh God, that we will fight the good fight of faith, oh God, no matter what, Father, no matter what is going on, oh God. And Lord, as you heal the bodies, oh God, we pray that people will come to the knowledge of the truth, oh God, that they will come and ask, what must I do to be saved, oh God, that they will repent of the sin that is in their lives today, God. There's a spirit, oh God, spirit of the Antichrist out there, Lord. We bind up that demon right now. In the name of Jesus, every Leviathan spirit, every snake spirit, every demonic spirit that would try to keep the people trapped, oh God. In the name of Jesus, all the witches, warlocks, and wizards, oh God, we call them into the kingdom right now that they would renounce and denounce the evil that they have been doing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, those who are serving Satan, those who are serving God who cannot do anything, oh God, we ask you, Father, to draw them, God. Draw them, oh God, that they will come running after you, Lord, even as the deer panted after the water brook. Let their souls be hungry and thirsty for you, God, because it's your will that none should perish, God. So we pray for salvation around the world, oh God, even in our government, oh God. So many people need you, God. We have so much turmoil in our government to positions, oh God. And we know, Father, today that you can bring about change as our people in this nation begin to serve you, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, we come against the spirit, oh God, that will keep the souls trapped today. In the name of Jesus, every demonic spirit, all the strongholds, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we come against the wickedness in high places this morning. In the name of Jesus, let the people come together, oh God, and begin to praise your name, God. Let them begin to speak to you, oh God. Let them begin to yield to you this morning. In the name of Jesus, our teenagers, oh God. Oh, my Father, I pray for the teens this morning. In the name of Jesus, some of them are just not knowing what to do, oh God. Some of them are feeling bad because they're not in a specific circle, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are the best friend that anybody could ever have, Lord. So I pray, God, today that many of these teenagers will come to Jesus Christ. They will get to know you in the pardon of their sins, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, oh yes, Lord, we just praise you this morning, oh God, in the beauty of holiness, Lord, and in the spirit of righteousness, oh God, let your will be done, Lord, let your kingdom come this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we say hallelujah, hallelujah, my God, we just bless your name this morning, we glorify you today, oh God. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. We say hallelujah and amen, amen and amen. Praise the Lord, glory to God, glory to God. I'm going to ask Sister Gladys and Sister Mary if you are able to pray this morning.
Yes, Sister Gladys, good morning, everyone.
Good morning,
everyone. God,
amen.
We thank you right now, God, this morning for your grace, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, because we got up with a mind that was on you, Father, in the name of Jesus, seeking your face, Father, for the challenges that, hallelujah, that we will come up against this day, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, that our attitudes, hallelujah, we have the right attitudes, hallelujah, when chasing when facing these challenges and things, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for thinking on things that are true and honest and hallelujah and just and pure and lovely and of a good report. If there be any virtue, be any praise, to think on these things, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, this morning for having the mind, like the mind of Christ, Father, and the characteristics of Christ, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for the fruits of the Spirit, Father, being activated in our lives this day, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for hallelujah, in First Corinthians, the fourth chapter, which speaks on love, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we have to love in spite of everything, every situation, and every challenge, Father, that we're facing this morning right now, God, with families, Father, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, with friends and anyone, Father, in the name of Jesus, to love outward, Father, in the name of Jesus, and not inward on ourselves, Father, in the name of Jesus, because it's not about us, but it's about you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Trusting in you with all our hearts and leaning not into our own understanding, but in all our ways, acknowledging you, God, in everything and for everything, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for truth, justice, righteousness, and perfection, Father, in the name of Jesus. Through you, God, we know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, knowing that when the enemy tries to come in like a flood, Lord, your Spirit will lift up a standard against them. Lord, these are your promises, Father, in the name of Jesus. So I'm giving them back to you this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for everyone that's on this prayer line this morning, Father, for the ones that desire to be on the prayer line for whatever reason. They didn't make it, Father, but Lord, we're praying for them, Father. We're interceding and standing in the gap right now, God, for all of mankind, Father, all around this nation, not just our churches, Father, in the name of Jesus, for all of God's people right now, God, for every calamity, every storm, every accident, everything, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you are allowing to, you know, us to go through, hallelujah, that we can be strong in you, in the power of your might, and for where you are taking us this season, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we're thanking you for letting your kingdom come and your will be done in our lives on earth as it is in heaven. Heaven right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you right now, God, hallelujah, for a spirit of peace that surpasses all understanding, that garrisons our mind and our hearts in Christ Jesus. Peace in our homes, peace in our valleys, Father. Peace about every situation and every circumstance, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let us not forget right now, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, that we are your children, Father, in the name of Jesus. And no matter what we go through, Father, it's not that you don't know that it's not that you don't know what we're going through, what our day has already is going to be like today, Father. You know it, Father. But help us to keep a good attitude and a good outlook, positive thinking, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Renew right spirits within us right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us right now, God, hallelujah, to be more like you this day, Father, in the name of Jesus. As we study your word, as we read your word, as we pray and we fast, whatever the situation may be, Father, in the name of Jesus, give us the strength that we need this day, Father, in the name of Jesus, to do what you know what we need to do for this day, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help us right now, God, to pray for people that needs prayer, Father, that, hallelujah, that you reveal to us to pray for, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Father, because we need you, Lord God. We need you right now, God, Holy Spirit, to lead and guide us. Guide us into all truth. Guide us by the skillfulness of your hands. That you order our steps this day, Holy Spirit, in the word, Father, in the name of Jesus. And comfort us right now, God, in every area, Father. Give us wisdom in every area where we lack, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we honor you and we praise you for the victory in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through you, God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, and we honor you for perseverance, Lord. Hallelujah, for endurance, Father, that we keep on moving no matter what it is that we're going through. We keep moving, we keep moving, and we keep right now, hallelujah, just being steadfast and unmovable right now, always abounding in your love and in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Keep us near the cross right now, God. And I'm asking you to have your way in our lives this morning, right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, we honor you, we praise you for the victory right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Because without you right now, God, we can do nothing. And we know that our life is unmanageable without you right now, God. And we need you this morning. We adore you. We revere thee. We extol thee, Father, in your Son, Jesus' name. We thank you for the victory in Jesus' name, that we are more than conquerors. We are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimonies, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, help us to continue to speak truth today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Speak it, Father. Think it, Father. Truth right now, Father, in your Son, Jesus' name. So, Lord, we honor you and we praise you for the victory right now, God, no matter what it is, Father, in Jesus' name, that we know that we can make it through. We can make it through. We continue to trust in you, Father. Thank you right now, God, for increasing our faith today, Father, giving us what we need to be able to make it through this day, just this day, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you and we praise you for the victory in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we are so grateful this morning, Lord God. God, we wake up with a shout in our hearts and our minds, oh Lord God, to say hallelujah, glory be to your name, Lord God. We are grateful this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord Jesus, that had you, Lord God, had promised to give, oh Lord God, and have given it to us, oh God. So God, we thank you, Lord God. We come, Lord God, adoring you this morning, Lord God. God, praising your name, Lord God. Thanking you, Lord God, for the fellowship, oh Lord God, of prayer and praise, of worship, Lord God, of healing this morning, Lord God, and deliverance, Lord God. All, Lord God, that we come before you with, Lord God. But God, we come this morning shouting out your name, Lord God, and saying hallelujah and glory be to your name. Thank you for our health and our strength, oh Lord God. God, thank you, Lord God, for being with us all last night, Lord God, and waking us up this morning, Lord God, to come to you, Lord God, together, Lord God, on one accord, Lord God, lifting you up, Lord God, with you on our minds, oh Lord God. God is just a blessing, Lord God, just to be in the midst, Lord God, of your people and them. Hear the sound of their voices, oh Lord God, this morning, Lord God, as we bring petition for prayer, Lord God, and most of all, Lord God, praising your name this morning, Lord God, and giving you glory, Lord God, this morning. Thank you, Father. We said thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh God, oh God, oh God, we can do nothing without you, Lord God, this day, Lord God. So God, we uplift you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your mighty works, oh Lord God, that you have in store in front of us this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we give you glory, Lord God. We are praying, Lord God, this morning, Lord God, that you be with each of us on this prayer line, Lord God, our friends, our loved ones, oh Lord God, our neighbors, and even in our community, Lord God. We're praying, Lord God, that you just surround us with your love, Lord God, as we make petition a prayer, Lord God, for those, Lord God, that you are concerned about, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, God, we thank you this morning. We give you glory, Lord God. We shout hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Lord God. Thank you for the prayer of favor and agreement, Lord God, that is coming forth this day in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we continue to give you glory and praise your name, Lord God. It is a joy, Lord God, to wake up this morning, Lord God, with you on our minds and on our hearts, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, we come, Lord God, praying, Lord God, for souls this morning to come into the kingdom of God. Lord God, we are praying, Lord God, that souls that don't know you, Lord God, will hear your voice, oh Lord God, and come unto you, Lord God, to say, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to have that this joy and this peace, oh Lord God, that in my life, oh God, where I can just not live in a world of, or in a state of just worrying, oh God, but I can have that peace, God. God, we're praying now, Lord God, that you bring souls unto you, even our brothers and our sisters, Lord God, our daughters, oh Lord God, and sons, Lord God, our nephews, oh Lord God, and all the ones that concern that is closer to us, oh God. We are praying for their salvation this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We're praying, Lord God, we know, Lord God, that there are men in need to be saved, Father God. So we're praying, Lord God, that your laborers will find them this day, Lord God, or they will find them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and they'll be able to petition love, Lord God, and kindness, oh Lord God, to show forth the light of Christ, Lord God, that these souls will be saved this day in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we thank you, Lord God. We know, Lord God, this is nothing is too hard for you to do, Lord God. And God, as we stand in agreement, Lord God, praying this day, Lord God, for souls to come into the kingdom of God, we know, Lord God, that you're able, Lord God, to do a work, Lord God, in this, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, we're praying, Lord God, for healing, Lord God. God, we're praying for healing of our nations, oh Lord God, of our cities, oh Lord God, of our in our community, Lord God, from the destruction of crime or destruction of bad behavior, Lord God, with unruly people that we meet on the streets and on the highways, oh God, on the roadways, oh God. We're praying, Lord God, that you heal our land, Lord God. Heal these people's mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, as we pray for healing, we also pray for protection, Lord God, as we go about on our streets, oh Lord God, and in our place of shopping, Lord God, wherever we go, Lord God, we ask you to cover us with the blood of Jesus this day in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let no harm or dangers come before us this day in Jesus' name, Lord God. God, we thank you and we just praise you to continue to give you glory and uplift your name, Lord God. We are asking, Lord God, for deliverance, oh Lord God, your deliverance, oh Lord God, to come, Lord God, to even this nation, Lord God, just deliver these people out of from these evil thoughts, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bring about your love in their minds and in their hearts, oh Lord God. Bring about a kind spirit in them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Deliver them, Father God. Deliver them from this wrongdoing of destruction against innocent people, Lord God, innocent bystanders, oh Lord God. We just ask you, Lord God, to deliver these people that have evil intentions in their minds and in their hearts in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we continue to bless your name and to give you glory, Lord God. We ask a blessing upon each of our families, oh Lord God, the needs, oh Lord God, that we have, Lord God, in our families, oh God, in the name of Jesus, a need of finance, oh God. We're praying for doors to be open, for job opportunities, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we ask you for favor in this area, Lord God, so that the needs of our families, oh Lord God, will be met in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for that, Lord God. We ask you to continue to bless our young families, our marriages, oh Lord God, and continue to keep them, Lord God. Keep them in your care, Lord God. Continue to give them wisdom, oh Lord God. Bring about a love, Lord God, in them, Lord God, to continue to love one another, Lord God, and to respect one another in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And Lord God, to trust you, Lord God, and bring about them to have a Christian home, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We know, Lord God, that there are so many young families that are far from you, Lord God, due to what has happened with in this pandemic, Lord God, and them finding a church home, our doors being open to church. But God, we are praying your perfect will be done, Lord God, in this area, Lord God, that there will be nothing missing, Lord God. Those things are not going to be as they used to be, Lord God. But we know, Lord God, that you bring about a gift of newness every time, Lord God. We will not miss anything, Father God, and that these families, oh Lord God, will come to you, Lord God, to be saved, Lord God, that their homes will be covered, Lord God, with the blood of Jesus, Lord God, that they will know you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So God, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you for our loved ones, oh Lord God, that, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we continue to pray, Lord God, that you continue to bless those little entrepreneurs, oh Lord God, with their business, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we're praying, Lord God, that they may honor you, Lord God, in every area, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, with their business, so that their business will be blessed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and they may grow, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So God, we thank you for those ones who have those small businesses, oh Lord God, who have a desire, Lord God, to be kind and to serve and to give, Lord God, and to bring about your glory, Lord God, even in the kingdom of God, oh God, as they exemplify who they are and who you are in their business, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we continue to bless your name and to give you glory, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your divine favor, Lord God, this day, in the name of Jesus, oh God, as we rise up early, Lord God, to worship you, to praise you, to give you glory, Lord God, before we go out, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your divine favor. We thank you, Lord God, that we'll be all about you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And when those things come up, Lord God, decisions come up, things that we think we can't handle, Lord God, let us focus on you and the Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us, oh Lord God. Let us know, Lord God, that we are not alone, Lord God, that you're with us, oh Lord God, to help us make good decisions and right choices, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for all your divine favor that you in our lives this day, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Continue to go with us, oh Lord God, as we continue to go about the business of the kingdom of God and worshiping you and serving you this day, Lord God. Let it be a joyous day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Those petitions, Lord God, that each of us have on our hearts and on our mind, where unknown prayers, oh Lord God. Lord, meet the needs this day in the name of Jesus, oh God. Grant peace, oh Lord God, over every situation, Lord God, that may come up, that may somehow try to confuse us. Bring peace about that in that situation in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we give you glory. We bless your name. We praise you this morning. Lord, we adore you this morning, God. We thank you, Lord God, for this time, this hour of prayer and praise, oh Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. We said thank you, Lord God. Continue to be with each of us, oh Lord God. Bless us in our special, mighty way this day in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Mary and Sister Gladys, for these wonderful prayers this morning. We're going to continue. And right now, I would just like everybody to come in and begin to praise him. You know, this is a good time to praise the Lord. No petitions at this time. We just want to just give God thanks for his goodness, his mercies that endure forever. So let's lift our voices to the King. And if there's anything you need just while you're praising, just believe God to do the work in your life right now. Hallelujah. Be the glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you all for the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
There's no one like you, Lord.
Hallelujah for illuminating our minds right now, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Lord,
because somebody didn't wake up this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for abundant life, for medical life, for wonderful life. Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right. We thank you. We honor you, Lord God. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, how we together and do this work through the work of the Father. So we do appreciate everybody here today. I'm going to share some words before we end the hour. We're near, getting close to the top of the hour. We're not quite there. So we have a few more minutes here, and we thank the Lord for this opportunity just to be able to do his will, do his work, and to see God move and change things in our world. So, but before, let me go ahead and do this. We're going to talk about protection. God has given us his protection, and he's our protector. So I'm just going to share some scriptures that talk about his protection. And so the first one is Psalm 34, verse 7. And it says, "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them." So we can trust the Lord that he has angels out there for us. Isn't that beautiful? That he has those angels out there that protect us. They camp around about us. And, you know, many times you hear me praying about the angels. And you can pray about your angels, too, that God protects your home through his angels. You know, put them, ask him to put them around your house, your vehicle, wherever you're going. He can have those angels around you. So Joshua chapter 1, verse 9 says, "Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." So just remember, this is the word of God. He's telling us that wherever we go, we know that he's with us. Do not be afraid. We cannot be afraid when we lay down at night. You know, years ago when I was in Jacksonville, I remember a lady who she called in. We had a prayer line down there. She called in. It was a live prayer line on a radio station. And she called in, and she had fear of the insects and things that are out there. She was just afraid of, just had a fear of these things. And so, you know, we had to pray for her that God would deliver her from that. So there's, we don't have to be afraid of anything because God is with us. It may seem like things that may be overwhelming. We still should not be afraid because God is there for you. He's there wherever you go. He's always going to be there, and he can deliver each and every one of us. So Psalm chapter 91, it says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence." And so, you know, this, my God, just to read his word and just hear the word of God, we know that faith cometh by hearing,
and hearing by the word of God. And so we speak the word of God and say what we believe God to do. When you just have some issues in your life, just speak this word. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. If we're under the shadow of the Almighty, we know that we have the protection that we need, and he will deliver us from anything. So whatever it is that you need the Lord to do, ask him to protect you from the enemy. We know the enemy's out there. He's like a roaring lion who's roaming the earth, seeking whom he may devour. But we have God on our side. So Luke chapter 10, verse 19 says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." So we believe the Lord to protect us from the serpents and scorpions in the spirit realm. You know, when we read things like this and we see this in the Bible, we must remember that these are types of demonic spirits that are out there that would try to destroy you, try to attack you. And we know that the Lord has given us power. So we speak the word of God over our lives and for our families and, you know, for our world too. You know, we pray for our world. As I listen to the prayers, we're praying for different things that are happening in the world. But we can be protected. Even when we think about how the blood had to be put on the post years ago in the Bible, and that's when the death angel would pass over those particular homes. And so we believe that the Lord can do the same today. And then here's one that I really do love. It's Romans 8 and verse 31. It says, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" And I always say, I really don't care, because the Lord God Almighty is the Lord, a man of war. The Lord is his name. And so we know if we have him on our side, we have everything that we need. Millions of people could come against you, but you know that the Lord is there for you, and he will take care of you. There's no need to be afraid, because the Lord will protect each and every one of his people. And then Isaiah 59:19 says, "When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him." So even though the enemy may come in and try to overwhelm you and overtake you and have you trying to get messed up, just thank the Lord. You can call on the name of Jesus. If you cannot call on, say anything else, just say the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, the enemy must flee. So we're going to continue trusting in the Lord, believing in his power, his authority. We have been given authority too. And so we know that God has given us his word. And, you know, when he gives his word, we can stand on his word. On Christ, the solid rock, we stand, because all other ground is sinking sand. So we thank the Lord for his word this morning. And then Proverbs chapter 29 and 25 says, "The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe." My God, I want to read that one again. "The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe." So there is safety in trusting in the Lord. You know, many times we may be on our jobs, and they may try to intimidate you on your job. But you can trust the Lord. Hey, God, you're with me. I know you're going to handle this situation. I'm not going to be fearful. I'm not going to be afraid. I'm going to go into my office and do my work. I had a woman I worked when I was here in the Atlanta area years ago. I worked out there at a mobile home park. And this woman, every single day, she would just say something mean, and she was just evil. And, you know, before I went to work, I would always say a special prayer over my day. You know, when you see things happening, you pray over your day, pray over your situation, and know that God is right there to take care of those enemies. And, you know, God will move. In fact, God moved somebody that was trying to intimidate me on one of my jobs, moved them, gave them a job in another city. So instead of me leaving, he invited me to, if I didn't like what was going on, I could just leave. No, I was not going to leave my job. God bless where he moved to another state. So, you know, God will take care of your enemies. You know, we have to trust in the Lord God Almighty. So he's going to be where we need to be. I mean, he will be there wherever we are. And so we will be safe in him. So put your trust in the Lord every single day. Trust in God. If there's something going on in your life and you cannot seem to get past that thing, trust God that you can call somebody, ask somebody to pray with you, to pray for you, to be in agreement with what you need done in your life. Amen, amen. Lord, we just thank you for this word, for each and every one of us, that you protect us, oh God, that you keep us, oh God, from the snare of the fowler, oh God. So we pray, God, today that you cover Chris, and you cover Sister Gladys, oh God. You cover Mary, oh God. You cover Marie, Lord, and you cover Teresa, Lord, and Pastor Scholastica, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you cover Sheila, oh God, and you cover Renee, oh God. You cover Glenda, Lord Jesus, and you cover Tracy, oh God. You cover Linda, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you cover Apostle Horsley, oh God. We thank you that you cover Sister Charlotte, oh God. We thank you, Father, today that you cover Tanya, Lord Jesus, and Yvonne, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you cover Sister Renee, God, and Sister Lois, God. Oh, my God, each and every one, Lord, I may not remember every name, God, but we know, God, that you are covering us, oh God, protecting us, oh God, and keeping us from the enemy, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today that you are a trustworthy and a proven God, oh God. We will not be afraid, oh God, of anything, oh God, because you are with us, oh God. You will always be there with us, oh God, even unto the ends of the earth, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for all that you're doing this morning, and it's marvelous in our eyes. It's in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. I praise you. I say hallelujah and amen. Amen. So as we're about to leave today, I do appreciate everyone who's here, and I make our declaration today for every brother and sister in Christ that each and every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject it, and it will not come to pass. In the name of Jesus, we are covered by the blood of Jesus, and I thank the Lord for the angels that protect us as we go from one destination to the next. In the name of Jesus, and I thank everyone who has sown into the ministry and or my life. Either way, you are sowing into good ground. And I decree your seed multiplies exceedingly. I speak Deuteronomy 1 and 11. The Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as you are, and bless you as he has promised you. Hallelujah, Jesus. I decree today, O God, that the plowman overtakes the reaper, and we live in continuous abundance. I decree that we will seek the face of God, and though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil. I decree that we delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our hearts. I decree that businesses flourish more than we can ask or think. Millions of dollars are coming to someone. Hundreds of thousands of dollars is coming to someone. Thousands of dollars is coming to someone. Hundreds of dollars. According to our faith, it is being done unto us. I decree that all my sisters and brothers in Christ are blessed of the Lord. So let us continue to rejoice in the Lord, because the Lord God is our strength, and he is making our feet like hind feet, and he will make us to walk upon those high places. So let as we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for loving me back. We will love one another, as we heard on yesterday, that love is the important thing as we walk in the newness of life. So come back tomorrow. Have a good day today. It's raining over here. It's been raining for a few days here in the Atlanta area, but God has brought the rain so that we can see the flowers grow. That's one thing I like to say. And so, you know, even when rain is coming in your life, know that there's something beautiful coming after that. So have a good day. Come back tomorrow. Bring somebody with you, and know that God is never going to leave you nor forsake you. Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. by the church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.